You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
John chapter 11. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. It was that Martha who came into the Lord's apartment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When he had heard that, he said, that this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God and the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, and when he heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And after that, saith he to his Sabbath, let us go into Judea again. He said to the Master, the Jews of late sought to stone me, and goest thou thither again? He answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? Any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him. And may the Lord add his blessing now to the reading of which his holy word. And this grace for Christ Jesus' sake, in his name we ask. Amen. And now, Father God, again, we want to pause just a second here to acknowledge your faith. We've prayed this hour to come aside now from the hurry and the cares of this life. And for this little while, to wait upon you as you minister grace to us, and that individually, according to our need, and secondly, according to your purpose. I want to thank you for your personal sin of these things as we lift your mouth for cleansing and your energy from on high. Honor your great Son through the Word, rebuke the evil one. Bless us for Christ Jesus' sake, in his name we give you thanks. Amen. In the reading of our text this morning, there's a phrase I want you to take particular note of in verse 6. I think most of you are well aware of the story of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. How that Lazarus on this occasion died, and was sent for Jesus when he landed at a place called Bethabara. It's about 45, 50 miles from Jerusalem, on the other side of Jordan. And that would mean, since they're traveling those days by foot, pretty much, sometime by donkey, but that's about a 2 day journey. I now know this is true because when I was a boy, I lived just 28 miles south of here. I was born there. And when we came to Oklahoma City, it was all day's work. We had to travel three different countries and open the gate, drive the cattle back, and cross the river with no bridge. It took all day to get here, 28 miles. We were even more modern than the way back there. But when the messenger got to Jesus, Jesus said, well, he's sick, but we're going to wait a couple of days before we go. Six days later, they sent the message. He'd been dead. He was in the grave for the 4th day. I want you to get into the setting of this because it's very important to you. It's a physical thing, but at least you see in the image how well it describes the spiritual aspect of life, too. And this thought came to me not as a result of me searching the thing, but about 4 or 5 weeks ago, my wife Beckett was talking. It's strange, you know, that our Lord waited 2 days after he learned that life is sick, grow in it. And that's what I already said. And all that seems what we're going to talk about this morning. But put yourself in their place. That's where they sit now. Here's Mary and Martha. And they have a lot of confidence in God. They didn't profess him as a Messiah. No wait. No Jesus. Just the way. And now he died. He got a bond. That's the end, you know. There was no hope now. It's like he threw out of it. There's no hope for him. See? What a picture it is if you think about it. Think this thing through. Put yourself in their place. That's the real question time. Jesus said, walk while you have the light. Made me think of what John wrote in his first epistle. Turn there, if you ever heard the name. First John, sorry. Chapter 1. Jesus is talking about the light of this world, and he referred to walking 12 hours that day, not in the night. There's such a picture of that walk in my notes. Let's see. John is talking now about something that's past has happened. That which we've seen and heard, declare we unto you. If you also may have fellowship with us, through our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. These things write me in you that your joy may be full. And it's full of your mind. This is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. Walk in the light. And in him is no darkness at all, no night there. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in the darkness, we lie and do not deceive. We walk in the light, if he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us, or rather keeps on cleansing. The words are active words, continuous action. Keeps on cleansing from all sin, or from every sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Is it not in us? If we confess or have a meeting of mind with God confronting our sins, then he forgives our sins and cleanses us more than us. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. Is it not in us? Yeah. How many times in your life have you been cognizant of getting out of fellowship with the Lord? Why? Because it's sin. But that doesn't have to be. To walk in the light is to have a constant agreement with God about the sin of your life. And that's for your benefit, not for his. Because the blood of Jesus Christ, God can keep on cleansing, keep on cleansing, keep on cleansing. Whatever, when you are a child of God, just as the blood of Christ never ceases, simply because you sin, it keeps you clean. This allows you the privilege of walking with him. Listen carefully. In the body of Christ as we know it today, this is a unique thing about grace. You cannot in any way mix with a law or any of these words with grace. It cannot be. It's no longer grace. The minute you put you put the dust of those things with it, it no longer ceases to be great. Because in the body today, there's neither such things as Greeks or Jews or barbarians, Scythians, bondmen, or free. These things that were brought about by the sight of God itself. But that doesn't exist among the body of Christ. None of these things. Nothing in your life. Why? For Christ is all in what? In all. Every split second of your life, our Lord is involved with it. It makes no difference where you go. He's with you. He's walking with you, whether you're walking with him or not. Now, some of the things you're getting into are pretty smutty places, all right. But he's there. Now, for your benefit, not for his, for his benefit, for your benefit, you need to recognize what you are. Sin, as Paul said, when he realized these things, he cried out, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" And then if you listen carefully, you can almost hear the Holy Spirit enlightening him. It isn't mind I serve. Why I've got a meeting of the mind with God? Why? Because the efforts of Brother Christ keeps on coming. See, when Christ died, he died once for all. I don't want to insult any Romanist here if I happen to be one this morning. But every time you go to that mass, you deny the continuity of the blood of Christ. You slay him afresh. And Christ died once for all. Not every time he takes a mass. You lie then. The denial of the finished work of Christ. He did it all, the whole ballgame. That's why in the Colossian letter, he can say, and this is hard to take because it's a faith. See? You are complete in him. Let me emphasize again, that word complete is the Greek word kalelio. It means to fill it to the full. It doesn't lack anything. You're complete. And the effort of Brother Christ keeps on. Keeps on. Verbs are there, continuous action. Keeps on coming. Now, for you to have peace of mind to live with yourself, you have this right to acknowledge with God, have a meeting with you. That's what confession means. You agree with God about the condition of what you are in the old man. That takes all the pride out of any accomplishments of life. And does it? No. Let's take some off and matter. Their hopes is to lavish to get well. But when they laid him in the grave, that hope went. Went down the drain. Is that the end? That's it. All of you have some when you were young, and this is without exception. You all have some dream in your mind, something that you want. May even be bad or may be good, I don't know, whatever it is. Something. The other thing that can be good that God can work toward in your life, even death will not separate that. You're on the winning team, brother. The dreams, the hopes that go down the drain. I'm not down the drain no more than that has come down the drain. Walk in the light. There's only one way to do that, beloved. You cannot do it by human rights and now, but you must do as that wall over there, when we walk by faith and not by sight. I want to show you something, brother. As you look around these walls, look at that leather sign over there. You know Dale has been dead now About 3 years, I guess. And it's been that long. My time just gets away from me. But like Abel of old, he being dead yet speaks to us. The same hand that burned those letters into that hide over there, every Sunday to come in here, so reminding us that there's one God and one mediator between God and man. And man tells him, he being dead yet what? He speaks unto us. As you look at this wall over here, Rita has gone on home too. And it's to remind us of the treasury and the walk house. I say, don't try to reason about it, just take God at what he says, not by sight, not by your experiences. Walk in the light as he is in the light. He knows the way. That song we didn't talk this up, but it happens all the time. That last verse, you see, said, he knows the way. He knows the way. He knows the way. He knows what he's doing. He knew when he waited those 2 days what he was doing. When the Isaiah 40 said, all that wait upon the Lord to renew this thing. When the young man will run and get faint, the Lord wait upon him to renew this thing. Like we used to run, not be weary. Wait. This is the hardest lesson every child of God has to learn. Death is not the complete in the power. Mm-hmm. Because he has what? The key to hell and the death both. It's in his hand. That song is a secular song, but it's a good one. He's got the whole world in his hand. Make no mistake about that. Or to put in scripture terms in Colossians 1:18. It all consists of him. It's all in his power. Mm-hmm. Do not be discouraged when God doesn't hurry up. He's working on a tight second-by-second schedule. He is never one split second late. He is never one split second ahead of time. He knows exactly what he's doing. It's not he that's out of step, it's you. And you don't enjoy the presence of walking with him because of what you really are. You see? But if you have a meeting of mind with God about it and realize that in this walk with him, that the blood of Christ keeps on what? Cleansing. Now that's grace, beloved. There can be no works there. There can be no law there. They're simply believing that there's the Lord. That's grace. And religion wants no part of it. Amen. We ought to appreciate the grace that looked down to the cores of time and set you apart before the foundation of the world. Think about that. How in the world do you think that he can accomplish this if he doesn't know every step he's taking? God doesn't need you as a helper, and yet that's exactly what Paul writes about. We're co-laborers with him. In the same sense, I think I mentioned this once before, but I remember when my boy David was about 3 years old, we bought a new lawnmower. First one we ever had to run on gas and didn't have to push it. That's the end of its own. And he wanted to help me. So he came out and sat on the lawnmower. You know what a big help he was, but he thought he was helping me. That's about the way we are in our labors for God. You see? We're walking with him. Actually, it doesn't matter where at all. He's walking with us. He is what? All and in all. Now, brother, that ought to make you bold for God. It ought to make you have confidence that anything is possible. You think Mary and Martha thought anything was possible when Lazarus died? In fact, when he went to the tomb, he said, take the rock away. Well, he's going, wait a minute, he smells this time. He's 4 days, I don't you see. Even then. And Jesus would just keep like he told him, I'm the resurrection. I'm the source of it. Throw the rock away. He's walking with us. Thank God for that. Mr. Lincoln just asked a question one time. You think God is on your side? He said, I'm worried about whether I'm on his side or not. You see, the point of it is, if you are his child, he is with you. He isn't determined upon whether you're walking or not, because he's walking. But for you to enjoy that, you have to be with what you are. Don't make yourself something that you're not. That's our problem in life. We all put a facade on, don't you see? We want people to think we're something on a stick. And actually, we're not. We are something on a stick, all right. You know what it is. It don't smell good either. But with God, you see, everything is wonderful. Whenever we saw it, all quickly from the back. Our Lord came out of a place where nothing but ivory palaces and had the smell of their creatures, or an aloe, a wonderful smelling place. Not like that three birds. He came down in the wind. He's doing the walking. I remember, you probably saw this, I don't know who wrote it, but the young man had died and gone to be with the Lord, and they were looking back over their lives, you know, and they saw the tracks of their walk. Occasionally there was only one set of tracks. The young man said, Lord, it seemed like you weren't there that time. I had all that trouble. Oh, yes, I was. I had to tell you. That's why you see your track with mine. So God is doing the walking. He just allowed me to ride on like my boy was on the lawnmower. See? He's doing the walking. And for you to enjoy it, you have to realize the circumstances. That's why he said, if we confess us and if we agree with God, when we recognize the fact that that's the blood of Christ and judgment from the fourth, it's just too good to be true, don't you see? That's the problem. This is the kind of God we worship. This is what Jesus Christ left the outer palace of glory for. As the Pharisees were confused in this matter, when the woman came into his presence, they knew she was the time, you know. And they said, my goodness, here she's come into this blind set man crying over and washing his feet with her tears, wiping his head, and she doesn't he realize she's a sinner? He knew what they were thinking, you know. He said, let me ask you the Pharisees a question. The man owes me $500, another man owes me $50, and I forgive the man the $500, and the man's only $50, which one of them the $350 the most? And the Pharisees said, well, I suppose it's $500. The woman, you see, appreciated, of course, And he said, "You didn't give me water to wash my feet when I came in, but you washed my feet with a tear." Well, much was given, much was expected too. Okay. If we would walk with him, we have to realize first that he's walking with us. And wait upon him. Don't run ahead, don't linger behind. Just go along with him. He knows the way. He knows where he's going. He knows where he came from. He knows where he's going. Remember his high priest referring to 17th chapter of John? "And now I come to you, Father. Glorify me with the glory that I had with you before I came down." Each step of the way, from the time he left the glory until he became a sperm and he went to the human life family. Think about that in John's Gospel. Listen carefully. The Word became flesh. When did he become flesh? And he was in there. And then what? It dwelt among us as us was born. And we beheld his glory in him. It's every step of the way. There's not a single instant that God has overlooked. He knows the way. I know that if you are not accepting, there are many disappointments in this life. Maybe right now you had something happen to you this very morning. And God has been waiting 2 days back there. He hasn't done anything about it. And the fact of the matter is past the deadline. Death is taking it. See? There's no hope. No, there is hope. Why? Every hope you ever had that has any quality, any good about it, God is reconciled in it. Listen carefully. We dealt with last week. God was in Christ what? Reconciling the cosmos. That's the order, the good order, the arrangement of things according to his plan. There's nothing that's any good at all that is in the economy of man that God has not reconciled. Not a single solitary thing. That word cosmos is the whole order, the whole arrangement of everything. Think about that. That's why it says, "In him consists all things." That is the good. Not seeing the evil is going to be gone. Why is it? There's a constant testing in your life. The refining of gold takes a lot of heat. But it doesn't destroy the gold. It just makes it brighter. Everything that touches your life passes through his hand. This is why Romans 8:28 is in the book. A lady said to me the other night, she's Bible study, and she's had a few other classes. She's having a problem in that class because they tell her that only the good works together for good. No, that's not true. All things work together for good. Good or bad. With the bad, you don't lie, you see. But that's the draw. That must come out. It works, and God uses it. His glory. If you're this child this morning and you've been walking down a lonesome road, remember you're on that lonesome road because that's where God's walking. He only wants you to acknowledge that fact and realize that there's no mistake. He's all and in all. The rest of his blood is constantly keeping you clean. Because why? You've died and your life is hidden in God's word. In the Christ. visualizes to make you just do whatever you want to do? No, sir. For the first time, you begin to realize that you're really a free man. And to realize the purpose of being free is to realize you're responsible. A free man is a responsible man. Not because he has to be, but because he desires to be. And this is what God wants from men. The law could never make a man righteous. If it could, there'd have been no point in Christ coming to this planet. The good works of men could never make a man righteous. If it could, Christ would not have had to come. It all depends on, the whole thing depends upon him from A to Z. So when you're successful, don't feel puffed up about it. You're just riding on the lawnmower out there. I have gone with that. If there's somebody here who does not know that Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh, I pray that the Holy Spirit will cause you to be restless about it until you come to rest in Him. But if you're here, you ought to be shouting on the inside. Father, thank you for the word and this fellowship. This walk, if you walk with us, allow us to walk with you. And we thank you for that, the blood of Christ that makes this possible. Help us to be strong in the faith, basic on your word. We may be proved in the things that we do, that we might be a responsible man, a free man, and as much as they as much as for you, and we appreciate that. As much as we know how, we want to say thank you. Bless my efforts in this grace, Father God, for Christ Jesus' sake. In His name we ask it. Amen.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.